British.
Chowdhury preaches to other native-born UK Muslims that there's nothing special about being British.
People believe being British can be loving the Queen, fish and chips, standing in queues. I believe that having a passport is a mere travel document. You know, if you are born somewhere, it does not mean that you need to have allegiance to that particular place. My allegiance is to what I believe.
That sort of thinking upsets Bernice Drew, who owns the Turner Old Star Pub in the London district of Wapping. She says the Muslim communities here, most of South Asian descent, aren't like earlier waves of immigrants Britain has assimilated from its former colonies, including India.
They're totally different to anybody that we've ever had come here before. They are very, very strong in their religion, and they don't tend to integrate as others have before them. So you have a kind of divide, which is not a good thing. So they come here and they keep 100% their way, their original ways. Don't assimilate into our way at all.
Do you think the Muslims here are a threat to the British way of life?
We feel in certain areas of London that we're losing our culture and it's being replaced with theirs.
That sense of distance seems to be shared by many of Britain's nearly 3 million Muslims as well. Though many mix with the general population, a great many others choose to live and work in self-segregated communities around the country. At his merchant stall in Whitechapel in London's East End, Pakistani immigrant Javed Iqbal denounced this month's Paris terror attacks, but he also criticized European culture for allowing disrespect to the Prophet Muhammad.
There should be a limit. You cannot just keep provoking. We don't use the word N for some people because it's insulting.